Hello and welcome to the Alpha Female Movement Podcast, where we reprogram your body's rituals and metabolism to become energetic, motivated, lean and toned on autopilot. In this episode, we'll be talking about how the vast majority of your energy and sleeplessness issues can be solved through changing your lifestyle and stopping with any restrictive diets. In rare cases, you may have a genetic condition causing chronic fatigue, but based on my own experience with hundreds of clients who have dieted or exercised with a lot of cardio in their past, I found that in every single case, we get energy to significantly improve until you get that coffee buzz feeling all day and then you get properly tired when it's time for bed. How good would that sound? See, energy problems, they don't just stem from one thing alone. We're going to dive into a few reasons of why this is happening, starting with the most obvious and continuing until we uncover one of the most intriguing reasons by the end. So strap in and let's go. All right, number one is not giving yourself enough sleep. And I know you say right now, well, duh, that's the most obvious one of them all. And yeah, look, you'd be right. But did you know that new sleep science has been conducted in recent years on far larger populations now than before, with a lot better technology? And it actually turns out that, you know how they say adults need the 7 to 9 hours per week? That's true, okay? That's really, really true. If you're getting 6 hours, you're not one of those rare people that can just get by. You cannot actually get by. Okay, there is some genetic abnormalities, but they're probably in 0.01% of the population. So that's about 1 in 1 million people will have a genetic abnormality, meaning they can get by properly on less than 7 hours of sleep. If you're having less than 7 hours of sleep right now and you're feeling okay, chances are it's because your body has gotten used to that. Okay, your body has thought about it and your body has realized, okay, this is all we're ever going to get. So this is all that we're going to have. But in reality, if you were to provide it with more sleep, and you can do that through better habits throughout the day, then chances are you're going to get a hell of a lot more energy. Okay, it's really important to understand this concept that everyone needs a 7 to 9 hours. And as we age, we say, oh, we need less sleep as we age. That's also incorrect. Okay. The reason why we do get less sleep as we age is because our body simply cannot stay asleep as long as we age. Okay, so it's even more important that we get this lifestyle changes happening, because that can give us 7 to 9 hours sleep for as long as possible. And that's why we see things such as Alzheimer's often in people that have less and less sleep, and often in the elderly, because that also coincides with less and less sleep. Okay, so the science is in, and 7 to 9 hours is actually the case for almost everyone. For me personally, I find I need about 8.5 hours. And that might seem ridiculous to some of you, but if I get less than that, I feel it within my body. I feel that I have less energy. And if you're getting much less than that and you don't feel any different from day to day, it's because you've been doing that for too damn long. Okay? Better sleep does not only improve energy, it improves stuff like fat loss, and improves stuff like body composition, skin tone, and all these sorts of things. Okay, if you want a great read about this, then you can check out the book called Why We Sleep. And you can get that, I'm sure, on audible.com if you want to listen to it in the car, or simply get it as a paperback. It's a fantastic book going into everything sleep. Okay, the second tip here is trouble getting to and actually staying asleep. And I know you're thinking, well, that's the same sort of thing, right? You just said that. Well, not at all. This is completely different to not giving yourself enough sleep deliberately due to time constraints. It's different, okay? Because in that case, you need to change your routines and rituals so you get enough time. If Oprah, if Elon Musk can do it, you can do it. The difference here is that your body's hormones are not letting you drift off properly and stay asleep, okay? I did touch on that before, but now let's expand a bit, okay? Did you know that within 15 minutes, you should be able to fall asleep? If that is not the case, then chances are your hormones are playing up. Okay, it's not that your brain's overactive and you've got a lot of things to think about from the day. Because if your hormones are coming in properly, you should be able to get that wave of tiredness, which you have no choice but to fall asleep with. And if your brain is overactive, then chances are you're not creating space every morning. And that's another thing that we teach, but that's a story for another day. Now, one way that people try and remedy this is through sleeping pills. Unfortunately, sleeping pills is one of the worst things you can possibly do. Because your sleep, whilst you're under the influence of sleeping pills, which is probably a few hours, is far, far worse than the standard sleep that you will get naturally. Okay? We don't fall into that deep REM sleep. We don't consolidate our memories properly when we're having sleeping pills to sleep with. And because of this, the bottom line, if we bring it back to what we're all about here, the bottom line is that the body is going into inflammation mode. You're messing up your hormones even more, and that means less fat loss, and it means more muscle atrophy as well. Okay? So, natural sleep is incredibly important. And look, I could do an entire podcast about sleep, and I will, but it's important we got these 2 points out of the way. Now, the third point is going to be from a completely different angle to getting more energy. Okay, step number three is stimulants. And it doesn't take an expert to realize that artificial stimulants will make you feel worse and lethargic when you're off them. Every time you have more stimulants, you're going to need more and more to keep up that energy throughout the day. Okay, so consider that all of these things, in a way, they steal the energy from the future you. Consider that when you even have a coffee, the extra energy you feel is artificial. Your body's not designed to be in that zone. Don't you think if our body had evolved to give us that sort of high, really high buzz all day long, then we simply would have that really high buzz all day long? Because what is happening is you're stealing your energy from later on. That's why you're feeling like you're crashing. That's why you come back perhaps at 5 p.m. and you feel extremely tired, and then you suddenly wake up again before it's time to go to bed, because your hormones and your energy is completely out of whack. Now, I'm not saying don't drink coffee, okay? Coffee is fine. In fact, as far as vices go, if you need a vice, coffee is one of the healthiest of all time, okay? But I would try not to exceed 2 cups of coffee, if possible. But when we're taking other stimulants, okay, further stimulants to keep us up, Adderall, things like that, this further messes with the brain circuitry. Okay, and it's further stealing energy from different parts of our lives. It's messing with our sleep. And all in all, stimulants are just a bad story. Okay, most people will take stimulants because they're not getting their lifestyle in order, they're not getting their routines in order, they're not getting their diets, their exercise. Yeah, persistent. Okay, it doesn't have to be perfect, but at least persistent and consistent. They're doing restrictive diets, and because of that, you're feeling like you need stimulants to stay awake. Where, in fact, don't you think it would be better to have a lifestyle change, change those routines, and change those restrictive diets? All right, and this brings us to tip number four, and this is eating enough decent food. Now, I've just touched on this in the past here, but let's just quantify this a little bit more. Okay, I don't mean you need to eat clean breakfast, lunch, and dinner every single day. Not at all. Okay, that's for the restrictive diet and meal planning nuts that do that for their life. That's impossible for most people because, one, you don't get paid to do that, so is there really that much incentive? And two, it sucks. Okay, so when I say eating enough decent food, I don't mean all the time, every time. I just mean most of the time. Have some good meals. We're all about meals here and preparation for those meals, so you understand what's going into them, okay, and having enough protein. Now, you don't have to go to the chicken, rice, and broccoli sort of extreme diets, okay, that people say is, the optimum. You don't need to do that sort of thing. You just need some proper meals that have a good balance, okay? We overconsume carbs in most meals, so you need to improve the quantity of protein within your meals. And you don't just need enough good sustainable foods. Okay, eating enough meals throughout the day and not dieting is the way to go. Okay, so I hope this sort of makes sense. Obviously, I've touched upon meals a little bit more in other episodes, but as a general rule of thumb, prepare your meals. Make sure that protein makes up possibly even half of the meal. It doesn't have to be animal protein. It could be other sources of protein. It could be even things like tofu or seitan, or if you are really, really in a pinch, protein shakes, although I wouldn't recommend them more than once a day. Have a little bit of carbs to keep your energy up. If you drop carbs completely, so will your energy. That will go as well. And of course, you do need a small amount of vegetables per day to make sure that most of your body's functions are ticked off. Okay. And outside of that, you can have a small amount of snacks. You know, you can have some meals which aren't quite that great. As long as you're persistent overall, you can still get that energy. You can still lose weight. Now, heads up, because I'm going to reveal the fifth reason why you don't have energy next, and it's the last reason, but it's also the one that is missed the most. So get ready. Okay, number five is having enough muscle tone. Now, this might be a really weird one. You're going, well, how does that help? And it's actually because of all the four things we just talked about. The main thing being that it helps to regulate your hormones massively, okay? It's so beneficial for your hormones to be improving your strength, to be strength training and getting enough muscle tone. It also means that your metabolism is rising. Because your metabolism is rising, you're able to eat more food. Still get the body you want, but because you're eating more food, now you're giving yourself more energy, because at the end of the day, food is energy, right? So let's say someone that doesn't strength trains and they just push themselves in cardio and group fitness classes as hard as they possibly can. They eat almost nothing at all, and they somehow their body doesn't give up and inflame, and somehow they do get a really skinny body, okay? So what will happen then is perhaps their metabolism is at, let's say, 1300 calories. If they eat more than 1300 calories, they're going to put on weight. Now, 1300 calories worth of energy is not much energy. They're going to be feeling pretty crappy. Let's say instead that you got that body from strength training and meal preparation, eating enough, but eating smart overall. Your metabolism may be around 2000 calories. That's an extra 700 calories worth of energy. Okay, that's almost about an extra 40% more energy than someone else who's smashed themselves with lots of cardio and eaten almost nothing. Okay, that's a massive, massive difference. And that's a hell of a lot more energy that you can do throughout the day. And that's more sustained energy that lasts throughout the day and will drop you off to sleep at night. Because again, we're not even talking about only energy itself. We're talking about the sleep cycles. Okay, we're talking about when you fall asleep, when you're getting up. Hormones also cover things like testosterone. And yes, women definitely do need testosterone. And often you may find you may even need more testosterone. Okay? Testosterone happens when you are lower on the body fat amount, but also when your muscles are more toned. Okay? And that gives you much more drive, pushes you forward towards your goals. And also as a byproduct, it gives you a lot more energy. Okay, in one extreme, you think of the really, really big bodybuilder guys and how much energy they have and how excitable they always are. Obviously, we don't want to get to that sort of point, but you understand that testosterone has a huge say in your energy and your drive and feeling positive and being up all the time, you know, that up feeling. So all your hormones, okay, all your hormones are far and away improved by having enough muscle tone and actually strength training and recovering those muscles through good eating. So to plan that out, for a comprehensive one-path coaching plan that women just like you are moving on right now, okay, they're beating restrictive diets, they're beating low motivation, low energy, and succeeding in achieving their confident, lean-toned beach body due to the routines, the metabolism mastery, and the accountability that you receive, well, head on over to westernwright.com and watch the full video training. Then book a call and let's get you a breakthrough. And if you're a good fit for the program, we may also invite you on board so you can give yourself the best resource for success in the world. But that's all for this episode. In the next one, we'll be looking into practical ways to improve your binge eating cycles. Okay? So if you're finding that you're coming down and you binge eat sometimes, some days, but some days you can just crush that diet really well. But other days you just feel down and you're all up, you're all down. Every day is different. I'm going to talk to you how we're going to improve those hormones and make that as stable as we possibly can. So we'll chat then.